This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is August 22nd, 2019. The day was August 22nd, 1910. The Japan-Korea Treaty of 1910 was signed, and Japan formally annexed Korea. 5 years prior, a treaty struck between the Empire of Japan and the Korean Empire in the wake of the Russo-Japanese War made Korea a protectorate of Japan. And the Japan-Korea Treaty of 1907 shifted Korea's administration of internal affairs to Japan. But under the 1910 treaty, the Emperor of Korea gave sovereign power over Korea to the Japanese Emperor. The legality of the treaty was disputed, though, since Emperor Sejong of Korea refused to sign it, as was required under Korean law. Korea's Prime Minister Lee Kuan-yong and Japan's Resident General Count Terauchi Masatake signed the treaty. The treaty became effective on August 29th. The proclamation in the treaty said the following in part: in order to maintain peace and stability in Korea, to promote the prosperity and welfare of Koreans, and at the same time to ensure the safety and repose of foreign residents, it has been made abundantly clear that fundamental changes in the actual regime of government are absolutely essential. The governments of Japan and Korea, being convinced of the urgent necessity of introducing reforms responsive to the requirements of the situation and of furnishing sufficient guarantee for the future, have, with the approval of His Majesty the Emperor of Japan and His Majesty the Emperor of Korea, concluded, through their plenipotentiaries, a treaty providing for complete annexation of Korea to the Empire of Japan. Japanese rule in Korea was marked by urban growth, expansion of commerce, proliferation of arts and culture, and improvements in areas such as infrastructure, agriculture, and education. But that cannot overshadow the fact that Japanese rule in Korea was harsh and exploitative. Industrial development was largely for the benefit of Japan. Japan ruled through the military, and Korean dissent was suppressed. Korean history and culture were also suppressed. Thousands of Korean historical documents were destroyed. Schools forbade people from speaking Korean, and other public places adopted the Japanese language. Many Japanese families moved to Korea and exploited the land by clearing trees and planting non-native species. Loyalty to the Japanese emperor was emphasized, and Korean customs and culture were disparaged. The Japanese forced assimilation on Koreans through religion, education, and language, making them go to Shinto shrines and change their family names. And the Imperial Japanese Army forced girls and women into sexual slavery. The Japanese also forced Korean laborers to work in Japan during World War II, since there were labor shortages. Koreans did resist Japan's oppressive rule, forming movements that fought for independence, like the March 1st Movement of 1919. Japanese colonial rule in Korea ended in 1945 when Japan surrendered in World War II after the atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Korea then divided into Soviet-occupied North Korea and U.S.-occupied South Korea. And the Korean War broke out between the North and the South in 1950. The 1965 Treaty on Basic Relations, which established diplomatic relations between South Korea and Japan, declared that the Treaty of 1910 was already null and void. Today, the history of Japanese rule over Korea is still a point of contention, and the period from 1910 to 1945 is known in South Korea as Japanese forced occupation. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there's something that I missed in an episode, you can share it on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. See you same place, same time tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.